From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Tell you what, that car you bought the other day has tipped the balance on the retail sales, hasn't it? Everyone went into it.
Didn't they? Just there with the pack. It's an important piece of the economic money go-round, actually, Mike, is what we're spending at the retail counter. These days, of course, that can be a virtual retail counter, can't it? But these numbers for the third quarter, this is retail sales data out of Stats New Zealand yesterday, so it's to the end of September. So the first thing, it is a little bit backward-looking, given that we're almost in December, but we got a very good rebound and more evidence of the sort of froth that we're seeing in the local economy. So for the record, Mike, retail sales recorded the largest September quarter rise since the series began in 1995. And you will say, yeah, but hey, that was because the June quarter was so rubbish. But a couple of things to note. It was better. It was a lot better than expected. So we always expected a bounce, but it was above and beyond that. The second thing is it could have been bigger, because if I'm right, Auckland had that little hiccup, didn't it, in mid-August, which if hadn't happened, we might have seen even more on that retail sales number. So spending on major household items, vehicles and groceries, you're right, all contributed to that. It was a $1.8 billion rise in total retail sales compared to the same quarter last year. So about a 7.4% lift. If we look at the volume of retail sales, it rose 8.3%. So, of course, there is that context. The fall in the June quarter was a lot larger than the bounce back. So let's widen the lens out a bit, Mike. If we look at the 12-month period to the end of September, it's very slightly down on the 12 months to the end of September 2019. But given the state of 2020, I think that's a pretty solid outcome. So retail spending volumes up 28% in the quarter, and expectations are around the sort of 20% level. I've got one question to ask there, Mike, or I'm contemplating one issue here. Within the data, there's evidence of destocking, so there's less stock on the shelves over the period. And it raises the question as to whether the extent of the current supply side constraints are going to impact on the December quarter and even into the first quarter of 2021. So will we actually not get as much volume across the retail counter as we might have seen? Because the stock's not going to be there.
No.
And also, will we see higher prices? So will we actually get some inflation? Because if you've got a shortage of stuff, what do you do, Mike?
Put the price up.
You put the
supply
price up.
Supply and demand, fifth form economics there.
There,
Andrew,
you go.
Talk to me about property.
Property. Everyone wants to talk about it, don't we? All of the talk seems to be centred on residential property. But you've got to remember, it's only one part of the property ecosystem. Yesterday, we had results from two of our listed property vehicles. Now, for those listening out there who aren't familiar, these are listed vehicles that own portfolios of property, industrial, retail or office, and you can buy units in them. So you can participate in this wonderful part of the market. Now, at JMI Wealth, we use these a lot for our clients. We quite like them. Goodman Trust, listed vehicle, specializes in the industrial space. They pushed up their earnings guidance, so that's good. Very, very strong occupancy of their properties, almost 100%. So they've got quality properties that are in pretty high demand at the moment. Now, a lot of their customers are responding to the opportunities in the growing online marketplace. So there's a lot of requirement at the moment for logistics facilities, so that's increased. Share prices up almost 15% in the last year. So the COVID weakness, which we did see, that's all in the rear vision mirror. It's all behind them. Now, the other one that reported yesterday was Kiwi Property. Now, this is big, $3.2 billion property portfolio. Does have significant retail presence, so slightly different environment for Kiwi with that retail exposure in its portfolio. So it's borne the brunt of that COVID retail dislocation. But, of course, there was an opportunity now as we dive back into shopping. They've got the flagship Sylvia Park there in their portfolio. There's still further development going on there. They've obviously had to deal with a lot of rent reliefs, abatements, but they've reinstated their dividend, still got high occupancy, had a very different share price journey from Goodman. They haven't recovered back to pre-COVID levels yet, but it's had a significant bounce back since September. So have a look at the other property exposures.
Nice stuff. What are the numbers?
Yeah. Dow Jones, bit of a vaccine bounce, 29,449, up 185 points. S&P 500, pretty flat, 3,558. And the NASDAQ down very slightly, 11,845, down 10 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 4, 6,347. The Nikkei, 25,527, down 100. 107. Shanghai Composite 3414. The Aussies gained 22 points yesterday, closing at 6561. And we gained 60 points on the NZX 50, 12,501, up 0.48%. Kiwi dollar just off very slightly, 0.6909 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9495 Aussie, 0.5841 euro, 0.5196 pounds, 72.14 yen. Gold has lost a bit of its shine this morning, Mike, $1,837, quite a lot. And oil, well, it's bubbling up. $46.02. Okay. Oil's on a bit of a run.
Good on you, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.